Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Tuesday, 7 February, 2012, and Oscar's phone, even though it was tucked in the couch...
Jesus!
He's telling us it's time to start the show.
I think the eggs are done. I don't even know what this is.
Well, yeah, he really thinks it's his phone.
It means it's time for the show.
Oh, I thought my phone was...
I think it was his phone. His phone lit up. It was? All right, in any case, you know what? Never mind that. Never mind your phone. Tuck it away.
I'm an a-hole.
It's a big day here in Washington, D.C. I know a lot of people are talking about the end of the football season, what with the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But Mayor Barry, Mayor for Life...
Yeah, back in the news.
Yeah, back in the news because he did some... really sort of zesty, opinionated tweeting.
Some tweeting, yes.
And we have him on the line. Mayor, are you there?
Sounds like
oh,
it.
Oh, there he is.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Yeah. Eighth Ward.
How you doing from Ward 8?
Hi, Rob. It's Mayor Barry.
How's Ward 8?
Ward 8. I'm all right. I was just washing up after lunch.
Did you have yourself some lunch?
I was just washing the undercarriage.
Uh-huh. Nooner. Oh. Nooner.
After lunch, I always tend to my nether regions.
Not in the morning?
That's why I do, you know, I'll here in Ward 8, and I'll enjoy a nice lunch, and then I'll go to, I'll retreat to the men's facility, and then I'll wash myself, my face, my hands, and down there I wash as well.
Did you go out to lunch?
I went out to lunch.
Where?
Yes, I went to the Chili Bowl.
Ben's.
I went good to Ben's choice. Chili Bowl. I had a half smoked and I feel good.
Well, no wonder you're washing.
That's right. Well, you got to, yeah. Well, it wasn't that bad.
Well, no, it's delicious food.
It is delicious food.
But you have to offload afterwards.
You just got to tend to, a man has to tend to his man business.
Good for you.
Now, I've always said that a man should be tending to his man business. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you tend to that, do you tend to that at home or at the office or do you do it at Ben's?
I do it at Ben's.
Because I know Ben's has a restroom.
Oh, I use the Ben's facility. Now, resulted in a couple of embarrassing moments. So some of them documented where, you know, the lady walked in, and I was, that's what I tell her, but I was just washing my undercarriage. I wasn't exposing myself.
I remember that, sink, yeah, because I remember you said that because of the beaties.
Yeah, well, the beaties, I have to urinate frequently.
And hard time with your hands.
Yeah,
lack
I do.
Of feeling.
Well, I don't have feeling. My nerve endings is damaged, and, you know, I got my, yeah, you got all sorts of side effect when you have
the
beaties. The beaties. The side effect are multifold.
Now, let me ask you a question before we move on, because we do have a story here that's really sort of hot.
It's all about you, really.
Yeah, I know. That's
story.
Why you call me Rob. Get me on a show, Rob.
At Ben's bathroom. Don't they have that old-fashioned towel to dry your hands? It's really just like
it's
a
made
long...
out of canvas.
It's a long loop.
Yeah, it's just a long loop towel. You pull it around, and by the and time you, if you get
dry.
To the wrong end, you know, you get somebody else's peepees on you.
Now, but the thing is you're using that...
That's not good.
No, you're using that loop to care for your undercarriage?
I don't do
Does
that.
Do you have to jump or
I make
stand
sure my
something?
Hands are dry, and I dry myself by the tap and fluff method.
Tap and fluff.
Yeah, I taking that tap and fluff underneath.
It's an air dry method.
It's an air dry method. Yeah. It can be somewhat pleasurable.
How long does this take?
Huh?
How long does this take?
25 minutes to a half hour.
Long does it take?
Depending on the humidity.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, let me go to the story. You see, it says D.C. Council Member Marion Barry said Monday he is the Paul Revere of Redskins fans. Is
That's
this
right.
True?
The other teams is coming. The other teams is coming. We gotta get our acts together.
Now, let me read what you actually tweeted during the Super Bowl.
All right, I'll stand by it. I'll confirm or deny. Now, if it's a made-up tweet, I won't.
These are real, I
Because
think,
it's been weeks since the Redskins have actually played, and yet you chose during the Super Bowl.
I'm mad. I'm pissed off.
You're rightly so,
you.
Sir.
Do people follow you on the Twitter?
Yeah, I got lots of people that follow me on the Twitter.
Okay, so you tweeted, you know, the Redskins suck. I'm tired of watching everyone else in the Super Bowl.
I'm sick Hold and it. Tired of it watching continues. Everybody else.
Continues. Ain't been right since they left D.C.
It ain't been right. When they was at RFK, it was great. Now, they go out to Maryland, and that's where Snyder is, charging, overcharging people. That they suck. I'm so damn pissed. I had to sit there and watch this team not do a damn thing. Every year, I sit there and watch other teams, the Patriots and the Giants and everybody else going in there. Now, where are the Redskins? Sitting at home playing foosball.
You think Snyder's the problem?
I think he's a big problem, Buzz. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Mayor. How you doing,
sir? How are you?
I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah, good to hear your voice.
Do you remember your follow-up tweet?
You can remind me. I don't remember what
you
I wrote.
You did all capital letters, quote, yeah. Dan Snyder sucks.
I may have been a little. I know that there are a number of people on Super Bowl Sunday. I heard this. I read this. There are a number of people that are overserved alcohol. I know that you know about that. And Mayor Barry was overserved. I was with my friends.
Really?
Watching the game, drinking Courvoisier and Coke.
Were you at an establishment or were you at home?
I was at an establishment.
Where were you?
Go nameless. There. I don't want to reveal it every goddamn detail of you, Rob.
Man's got a personal life.
I'm just curious.
What are you trying to grill me? I wrote the tweets. Isn't that enough for you? For God's sake, ain't that a bitch?
Does the restaurant that you're at, does it have something to do with King Arthur?
Yeah, it might. I don't like you doing that. You're going to trick me into it. You're just like those FBI people.
No. I'm a phrase that you're quite familiar with.
Every time I talk to you, I think there's going to be somebody on the other side of the wall that's going to come bursting in going, FBI, you're busted again, Mayor Crack.
But you said you are, I'm sorry, Oscar, but I just need to get back to this. You said you're the Paul Revere of Redskins fans.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the guy that's got to run through. I got to ride through town on my pony. And I got to let everybody know that the other teams is coming.
Other teams? Who's coming?
The Giants.
Uh-huh. Right.
Coming.
Right.
We all know that. They got the Super Bowl. Giants. Patriots coming. All the teams in the NFC.
What about the Cleveland Browns?
Coming.
Okay. What about Oakland Raiders?
They're coming.
They are? Yeah, they're all coming.
The all the teams like the Eagles, Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. The Saints. The Saints. Right. All those teams. Chicago Bears are coming. Even those Texans. Houston Texans, brand new team. They used to be the Oilers. They're coming.
What about the Houston Oilers?
They're coming.
But they don't exist anymore.
Coming.
Coming anyway, Rob.
It don't matter.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Baltimore Colts?
Coming. Hello, Oscar.
Hey, nice to see you, Mayor.
How was Phoenix?
It was beautiful.
How was there?
I used to take trips to Phoenix all the time when I was a big Redskins fan, and I had a giant hat out of foam rubber,
right.
And I'd wear it on my head with a Redskins logo. People always said, that's a cowboy hat. Yeah. Why are you wearing that being a big Redskins fan?
Good on you, sir.
And I said, shut the F up.
That's right.
I'm there for life.
Hey, what about the Phoenix Cardinals?
Coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Wanted to ask you, what's worse, is it Dan Snyder or crack cocaine? In your humble opinion,
they're both. I tell you, they're both insidious. Uh-huh. You got crack cocaine or Dan Snyder. I don't know which one. They're both. They both kill people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they both take from people. They both suck people dry like a bloody vampire. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. And I think they both suck. And they're both small. You know, like Snyder, he's small. Right. Crack.
Do you think you
could
fit
a little tiny thing? Put in a baggie, tiny little baggie.
Do you think you could fit Dan Snyder into a crack pipe?
Yeah, I bet you could put him into one of them little baggies and then tie it up there, twist that thing around.
How much would you pay for
what
about
would that
10
go
grams
for
of
on the
of,
street?
Yeah, 10 grams of
10 grams of Dan.
Dan.
10 grams of Dan, that's funny. I tell you, you crack me up, but we got to get going.
Hey, hold on. Before you go, what about the Seattle Seahawks?
Seattle Seahawks, let me think for just a second. Uh-huh. They're out there in the Pacific Northwest.
Right. That's right, way up there.
Coming.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Control yourself. God damn, will you put on some pants?
Phil, do not go in the bathroom.
Al, just calm down. Sweetie.
Phil, there is a tiger in the bathroom.
What's going on?
There's a jungle cat in the bathroom!
Okay. I'll check it out.
Don't go in. Be careful. Don't. See?
He's not kidding. There's a tiger in there.
No, there isn't.
Yeah! It's gigantic!
You okay, buddy?
No, I am in so much pain right now.
I mean, how does a tiger get in the bathroom? He almost killed me.
Hey, bro, you mind putting on some pants? I find it a little weird. I have to ask twice.
Pants at a time like this, I don't have any.
Hey, Phil, am I missing a tooth? I can't. Oh, oh my God.
My lateral incisors, it's gone. Mm. Okay. We just need to just calm down. We're fine. Everything's fine. What am I going to tell Melissa? I lost a tooth. I have no idea how it happened.
You're freaking me out, man. I got a massive headache, okay? Let's just calm down.
How am I supposed to calm down? Look around you. I look like a nerdy hillbilly.
I want to do bad things with you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the most powerful city on earth. Heard in 149 countries more than 12 million times. This is America's most beloved podcast. The Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you. We're at
MikeO'MaraShow.com, or you can call us. Call us today.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk to you. 718-506-1625 from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. It is Monday. No, it's Tuesday.
That's right.
Monday just went away on my calendar.
It used to be Monday.
Tuesday, Feb 7, 2012.
Right.
And please, no flash photography. Our show today is brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop.
Hey, I like them.
Valentine's Day is coming and wine is good.
Yeah.
Visit Oakton Wine Shop for your Valentine's gift basket. Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, over 50 handcrafted beers. That's right. They make them by hand.
That's right.
And over 50 cheeses and pâtés. 703-255-5425 or hit their ad on our website. And we love Brian Gauthier and all the good people at Oakton Wine Shop. And we thank them for their patronage of this program.
They're the best.
On the show today, how's about that Super Bowl?
Wow.
That was good, huh?
It was.
Mike O'Mara on the unable to play list yesterday. How about
that? But you know what, Mike? Even though that happened, you would still get a ring.
Yes.
Yes, because you were there for the event.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Also on the program,
he has a ring.
I have watched 25 ads. I actually thought it might be necessary, due to the condition that I was in on Super Bowl Sunday, to go to Hulu and review 25 of the Super Bowl ads. And I just...
That's some sort of Hawaiian website?
I stopped when I realized they weren't going to get any funnier.
No.
That's sadly, when I stopped.
No.
Also on the program today, I love reading my own writing, especially when I've had me a night. Let me see.
Mike, there's something.
Buzz and I have a pick to click that we're going to a TV pick to click
really?
I think we agree on that we'll share with you. Let me see. Twitching. You know the girls that are twitching and you see them all
and
over TV?
Oh, yeah.
They have the Tourette's-like syndrome.
Yeah, right.
They're back in the news again. But I think the big question that I get from everybody I talk to about this.
Was always so.
BS or
so
not.
So much positive feedback for that tape.
Yeah.
BS or not. We may or may not get to this Josh Powell story. You know, it just to me is when the system fails and fails miserably.
So
and it sucks. Giselle, got some thoughts on Giselle Bündchen.
Wouldn't it be fun if she spelled her name J-I-Z-Z-L?
You're nasty.
I just...
You are a nasty boy.
That's how his mind works.
You are a truly nasty boy. Welcome back, Oscar.
Oh, look who's here.
Good to have you back in the bosom of our family.
Just ahead.
Whirlwind trip, and Oscar made it on the show yesterday. Mike did not. thanks to my beekeeper, Jimmy Cerrito, for getting me home. And thank you so much.
He should have a helmet when he deals
with you. I haven't made that call yet. I guess I'll have to do that later on today. That'll be the last order of business for me.
Oh, the apologies.
When I call, do I need to call and say I'm sorry?
No, you don't have to anything to apologize about.
Good. Okay, that's good to know.
He knows you.
Thank you.
Saying hello to Jimmy would be very
well, I'm saying hello to Jimmy, and he was our wonderful host at our Super Bowl party.
He's great.
You know, you just do, 7 days of Weight Not and, an 800-calorie diet, and then you top that with a gallon and a half of Irish whiskey. It's not exactly the best thing to do in the world,
no.
And I was feeling it yesterday. I woke up at a sunny 3:15 in the afternoon.
The Super Bowl was a great game, and I think that we all benefited from that. Well, which part of the day did you enjoy more? The part when you got there, and you said you weren't going to drink that 20 minutes or the rest of the day?
When did it turn for you?
It turned when I realized I could not handle the energy level of our crowd, which was the lowest energy
docile.
Level.
It was very docile.
Docile is too kind a word. They were dead.
No.
They were fans. They were enthusiastic.
Everyone had a blast.
We had people come up, but they
were an oil painting. There's nothing Rob could say. There's nothing Mike could say.
And you know what?
And Mr. McZipalix, who decides to play Jeopardy and not participate on any level whatsoever.
If I'd heard a question, you know, I would have.
You know what? You. I think we're going to have to find another activity for you.
That's fine.
You're going to have to do some activity, like maybe warm the crowd up or something.
It might be good to find a different activity for all of us, based on how that went.
But based on the crowd. Oh, and you know what? And I did not give up on trying to get that crowd worked up until well into the fourth
quarter. Rob, were we working hard?
We were trying.
And it's just like, you know, we Rob would get off a line or two, and I'd get off a line, and you just look out, and it's like, what is wrong? What is wrong?
Was it normally, the signs? Was it the signs?
They loved the signs. The signs were a smashing success. Fine. Yes.
Normally, it's raucous at Jimmy's.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
I don't know whether it was Jotperty or what it was, but it was just, they were all there.
It's a little too civilized.
I blame the Moody's.
I think the whole thing with Jotperty, I regret taking tips from the crowd. I don't think we should do that.
Well, I think that's fine.
We should play even up. We should play even up, and we should do it that way. But
anyway. I think Jotperty probably what happened is people were so excited for it, they were worn out after, they didn't have a tough time to bounce back. Jotperty should be done earlier, like at 11 a.m.
Well, I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a sellout. He sold when I checked in with him. He had sold 3,500 wings.
Oh, I think he surpassed.
Right. Ended up selling like 6,000 wings.
Well, maybe more.
7,000 if you count Robert.
That's the most important aspect of what we do here. Is that you know, seven really wings. At the end of the day, those people probably had a great time.
And at the beginning of the day, they were saying, "Man, that was a fun night."
That's
at the
true.
End of the day,
mm-hmm.
And then some of us, really. Here's the one regret.
Love having you back in your Argyle sweater.
Everybody wanted me to make the call whether we were going to do a show on Monday or not.
Right. Yes.
And we ended up doing a show because you guys just were good workers and showed up.
Well,
but I did not only not make the show, I didn't communicate with anybody regarding the status of the show.
It was up in the air when I left at about quarter after 11, and I texted Mark. I said, Mike is kind of on the bubble.
Fence?
You might want to check in with him.
I regret, so many regrets.
No.
I regret not letting
but
everybody
again,
know
Mike,
sooner.
Too
you know?
Few to mention.
But then again, too few to mention. Horrible.
I know.
It's horrible.
What time did you get home?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
RJ might know.
But you know, Mike, really.
He didn't take me home. My wife took me home.
For something.
Believe me, I heard about that.
The thing that you need to know, and you know, if anything, you taught me, the day after is the price you pay for the night before.
This
and
is
I think
true.
It's worthwhile.
I don't.
Really, not this time. So many times it has been.
I've quit a few times.
Yes.
This time it's for good.
I saw you quit three times that night.
Yeah. What it is the wife brought me home and I was sleeping. Shocker. And she left me in the
sleeping.
Car. She left me in the car, and somehow I made it from the car to upstairs and into my underwear and everything in bed. And she said, "Were you cold?" And I said,
"Let's hope you did that in the proper order, because if you have to transform from fully clothed in a car to in bed in your underwear."
I did not take my clothes off in the car.
Okay. Were there socks in your backyard this morning?
No.
Okay.
There were not socks in my backyard.
Good.
I made it up there. It was just a lost day. A totally lost day. And then trying to.
Mike O'Mara in the lost weekend.
Trying to balance. All I was drinking was, I've got this new iced tea, this Gold Peak iced tea,
yes,
that I'm addicted to. But you realize that if that's all you're, and I'm drinking gallons of the stuff yesterday, and I realize I forget the caffeine factor.
I ran into that on Sunday.
I didn't get any sleep last night. I'm on a totally screwed up schedule.
I could not
down.
Put a glass down at Jimmy's without getting a fresh glass of iced tea. My estimate, 25 pints of iced tea.
Right.
So I got home at like quarter to 12 and laid at the bed and started counting dots on the ceiling because I could not sleep.
Mike, you need a Jonah Hill from Get Him to the Greek where someone is around you at all times.
Yes.
And when you have a drink, when you're not looking, they're drinking your drink. Or let me see your drink. Well, I made a bold statement yesterday. I said, look, I figured it out. I can drink copious amounts of Jack and Coke and not have a hangover and actually be productive the next day.
Right.
And then when I was done with that, I talked to Shannon, which is basically now my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she said, the reason why... You guys are a bunch of
very proud of you.
No, I think it's nice. We saw her briefly yesterday. She seems like a wonderful young chippy.
And for the record, she's basically now his girlfriend.
Know. Well, you know what? All relationships need adverts.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Almost.
She
Oscar,
is
almost.
My girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Leave me alone.
Oh, yay. Even better.
A new chippy in the fold.
Welcome to the family, Shannon.
Now, does that mean she occasionally gets to fly this way, or do you still have to keep going there?
Wonderful. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, so as I was saying, She said the only reason you were actually productive the next day is because every time you got a Jack and Coke brought to the table, I would drink half of it right in front of you, like Jonah Hill did, and get him to the Greek.
Right, right. I need that. Or
so you two have bonded over great cinema?
Look, you know, I'm delighted that I have lost so much weight on Weight Not. Yeah. I'm very happy. However, there are certain things where that computer chip within me, when someone like Rob says, I'm not going to have a thing, I'm not going to taste a thing, I'm not, that just works the opposite with
yes.
me. Mm-hmm. I just get all obsessed with it. And I say, Rob's not going to drink. Rob's not, I'm going to drink. I'm going to drink. And so I started, and then I just didn't stop. Mm-hmm. And I drank that evil Irish whiskey stuff.
Well, it's really hard. You know what?
It used to be your friend.
Yes, well, it's not my friend anymore.
It will be your friend
it's
again.
My mortality. Enemy.
No, it will be your friend again. The thing is that the length of the evening is what got you.
Yes.
And you could have a few drinks, and if you had left at, say, 9:30, if you had left in the third quarter, you would have been fine.
Would have been okay.
But then by the time...
Had to stay for the game.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Of course. By the time you're there for 6 hours, you might as well stay 8 or 10 or... maybe more.
What a game, though. Your team won.
My
and
team
I
th-
you
did
were
win.
Also, you were in a celebratory mode.
I was. Yeah. It was
really, you went into sixth gear, really.
Yes.
With about 9 minutes to go in the game when you looked at me and you said, do you know what they just did? I said, what, Mike? He said, they're going to win this game.
Yeah.
And then at about 6 minutes, he said, I don't know if they're going to win. And then at 5 minutes, you go, yep, they're going to win. They're going to win. And then you stopped whispering and started yelling. And you know what? You were, once you got into celebration mode,
yes.
it was a great night.
It was a great night.
Yes.
And it's a great place to be.
Yes,
and
always. We had a fine time.
And you know what? You looked perfectly sober with Pat Collins.
Well, I was.
Yeah. Back then, yes.
I hadn't had an adult beverage.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. Maybe I should have stayed that way.
Does Pat Collins know that we made fun of him all the time?
No, we don't really make fun of Pat.
I had my last failed radio show, I had Pat Collins on it.
Right,
and
that
was the first time I'd ever had him on. And, you know, it's just he's out there. And I think Angie is the reason that they sent out Pat to our place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so
nice
funny.
Coverage.
It was me, and it was me, and it's always Brian Mitchell. Right. It's always Brian Mitchell.
He's a darling. He's a media darling.
Always, you know, and
if you had a Super Bowl ring, you could be a media darling.
That's right. He shows
a
Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they put me radio personality. And all I was trying to do was get to promotion for this show.
Right. Yeah.
MikeOMaraShow.com. But what the hell? It was nice to get a little TV coverage.
Sure.
Thanks to Angie for that. I think she somehow had something to do with that. Yeah, Mike's having a big party.
And I also learned a little bit about how to get a crowd worked up by watching Mr. Collins.
He can work a crowd.
Yeah.
He, you know, that camera, people go crazy.
Yes, they
love the camera.
How did it work out that Zoolander?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That Zoolander
managed
to get the TV time.
He
How did that
there.
Work
well,
out?
Because he just drove himself right to the camera.
Yeah, apparently he was quite forward.
He was operating. That's the word
that's
I got.
Right. He's a little operating weasel, is what he is.
He is such a dick. Yeah. And can you believe that there are actually people that choose to be around him when he's drinking?
He is, as bad as I was, and RJ was a witness at the end of the evening. As bad as I get, I don't think anybody comes close to Zoolander.
Little obnoxious is he?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, not at all.
He wanted that microphone. He wanted
so
that
bad.
Microphone.
Oh, and there was a couple diving lunges, Mike. I mean, maybe if the Patriots tried as hard to get the ball as we tried to get the microphone away from him, they could have won the game.
Speaking of that, I before we go to break here, I do want to make a comment about the big story of the day, which is the Gisele Bündchen, you know, tape.
Comments. I have the tape. Do you want to hear the tape?
Yeah, let's listen. Well, you can hardly hear.
It's hard to make out, but here
difficult.
Is
she's talking
Gisele
about Tom
Bündchen.
Brady can't throw the ball and catch the ball. She's basically...
Eli,
Eli
wants 100!
He didn't catch the ball, he was supposed to catch the ball. My husband cannot... throw the ball and catch the ball at the same time.
My husband cannot effing throw the ball and catch the ball at the same time. So say
are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? There's a woman defending her man.
Right.
And she's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tough tease. He played a great game. His receivers could not have sucked enough.
This is
so,
true.
So I don't mind her. Oh, big deal. This is Amber. Is this what we've become? That a wife gets a little pissed off.
Right.
You're trying to tweak her right after the Super Bowl is over. She's got to feel horrible for him.
Right.
You're going right to the person that's experiencing the most pain at that line. I say screw those little ambush video people. That,
well, yeah, screw them.
Turn the audio up. Mix it so we can hear it.
Screw them. But someone, it would be different. If they
I'm
went
defending
after,
Gisele Bündchen.
If they went after a wife that was simply a wife, I could see your point.
Right.
But she should know a little better than that.
But
She's going to make things harder. She's going to make things harder for him.
Yeah, she is. And she had the emotion of the moment. And right. I don't mind that she had the emotion of the. And all she said was he can't throw the ball and catch the ball.
Generally.
Because there were a tremendous amount of drop passes in that game for true. The Patriots.
Generally, not a classy thing to say, but I don't think she expect. She didn't think she was on mic. I think.
Right.
I don't think she expected it to get recorded and exploited and spread.
She was pissed.
I don't think she expected
She's
that.
Passionate about her man. She gets into it. She's
that.
Competitive.
But I think it's a shame that she made things harder for her husband, who's already having not his best day.
Yeah, that's true.
So Herm Edwards, who's a like world-renowned coach, he was
great
on,
coach.
He was on ESPN yesterday, and he said that
I want those hot. I want those donuts hot. You go get them right now. You get them hot.
That was from the HBO show, right?
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, Hard Knocks. I remember that. That was
so
awesome.
he actually they talk about it. He said, "Look, I don't know what to tell you." He's like, "His wife is right.
Right.
The only wrong she did is," and he goes, "And this is what I used to do with my wife because my wife had a lot of opinions about the game."
Right.
He goes, "I tell her that there's going to be a good 5 to 10 minutes when we sit at the front of the bus together, and she can tell me everything she needs to tell me. Just don't talk about it anywhere else."
Right.
That's
valid.
It.
That's
exactly.
Valid.
Exactly. And that's the mistake she made. But really, she was right.
Yeah.
I mean, every analyst in the world would say, hey, if they had caught more of these passes, that the New England Patriots might have been in a different situation.
Giselle.
I know you don't like her. I don't like it. Look, she's good.
And also, you know
and
what?
I don't cry for Tom Brady either.
No.
Tom Brady's going to have a perfect life.
That wall Tommy. Is awful close to Giselle now.
And Eli Manning, who has taken more, I think really, as a phenomenally successful athlete, has taken more crap.
Yep.
Just because he has that kind of goofy way about him.
Yeah, he doesn't have the face.
And because he plays in New
right.
York.
Yes.
I think he's taking more crap than any athlete that's done so much.
Yeah. Accomplished
all
much.
Eli ever has to do now is go, here they are.
Yeah.
Here
right.
are my
well,
two
I've,
rings.
I've handed plenty of crap to him because I do
right.
think he has a
I do too. He always has his mouth open.
He has a dumb demeanor. I invite you to watch him on Letterman last night. A lot of poise
pretty
and
smart.
A lot of class. And he really handled it well. Yeah. I thought he did a good job.
And that's and he walks into the Hall of Fame now, yeah. I think.
In absolutely. Moneyball, there's when the old timers are actually trying to analyze these players, it's funny during Moneyball. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. When they're talking about these players, they're not just talking about their swing. They're not talking about how they run. They're talking about, yeah, good looking kid.
Oh,
kid.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that really is what people talk mm-hmm. about.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it was really a good game. Did we discuss the pool that we had as far as.
Yeah, I got my 20.
So do right. I.
You're the big
player. Let's go.
Baby, pay up. Let's pay up, Tom.
Just think you could have had it yesterday,
here we go,
Mike.
Here we go.
You could have already been earning interest.
I'd
on
like
it.
To throw this out to the floor. Mike was not here yesterday to collect. We were all here to pay. I don't think we owe Mike.
No, we're paying.
Okay.
We're paying.
We made a
Jesus
bet.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, look at,
all
look at his
my,
face.
My buddies.
Wow.
Of all my friends.
We made a bet.
Just put it on. Put it under Billy Fischello, please.
Thank I you. Offered to thank pay you this at the outset of the bet.
I'll thank you. I'll have
actually,
to get
Mike,
you later, Mike.
I paid you a...
Oh,
Mark
doesn't
Braddock,
have his
the
cash.
Wing guy. You don't have any cash.
No.
Mike.
Look at the look on your face.
I'll get you later.
Not promise. That isn't locked up.
I detect a little tude there. A little
no,
attitude.
No.
Well, you guys were the
it's
closest
20 bucks
to win.
I got to give up.
Yeah. This isn't going to be one of those moments where you take me aside and go, hey, by the way.
No.
Okay.
No.
By the way.
Were you there late?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was. Right. I was there while you were DJing with Jabari.
Yeah, that's right.
I paid
after
you,
party.
Mike, I paid
that
you.
That didn't work that well.
It worked as well as it could have.
You had different it's tastes tough. In music.
It was
I
like the world's
yeah.
worst buddy movie. Mike, as you recall, I paid you Sunday night, so we're good, right?
No.
We will take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. We're going to get to the Super Bowl ads that we really didn't get to yesterday.
Okay.
We're not going to dwell on it because there's really no reason to, but we'll have that. And Buzz and I discuss a show that I think everybody ought to check out. It looks like cool. It's going to be great. We'll be right back.
Look at me.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's my favorite Ray Stevens record, Mike.
Want to share a letter with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Cool.
This comes from Dan Schimpf, who's 33 years old, and he has lost 35 pounds.
Attaboy!
And 4 inches off his waist.
Very cool.
Waist. I am proud to say, Dan writes, that I now exercise daily, follow weight not diet principles. My waist is out of the danger zone for disease risk.
Good.
And I am on the border between slightly overweight and healthy weight.
Attaboy.
And my sea wife even lost weight from eating the food I was preparing.
That happened happens? At my house, too. Yeah.
Thank you so much for the mysterious relationship you have with your listeners that makes us your friends, even if we have never met. Advertising generally does not work on me, but your weight not ads may have saved saved my life.
Wow.
That is wonderful.
That's awesome.
We're talking about Weight Not, 855-WEIGHT-NOT or 855-934-4486 or weightnot.com. RJ Diaz with a message about the Super Bowl. Go ahead, RJ.
You know, Super Bowl regret. When whether your team won or lost the Super Bowl over the weekend, you likely have at least one regret.
Start,
here you go.
No, keep going.
Well, see, I was just
starting
push
it from the beginning.
Whether your team won or lost in the Super Bowl over the weekend, you likely have at least one regret from the end of the football season. Thank you, Rob. And it's going overboard on that unhealthy game time snacks.
That is a horrible regret.
It turns out that in days like Super Bowl Sunday, when lots of people overeat, actually have a silver lining. As you nurse your food hangover
so
the next
terrible.
Day.
So terrible.
Hey.
Keep going.
You may just finally realize that it's time to put an end to the eating habits that have put on the extra pounds and left you feeling unhealthy and lethargic.
Hey, you know what I like? I like the fact that RJ said, you know, if you give me copy,
yeah,
I can do this.
Yeah, I can.
Here's RJ getting it done.
Thank you, Rob.
Is that
so
it?
Now it's time to put down the remote, pick up the phone,
yep,
give Weight Not a call, or visit them online at weightnot.com.
That's right. Unbelievable. That's right. Results you can believe in.
Verily, we say unto you.
What RJ's talking about is that, you know, the Super Bowl is a huge day for people falling off the food wagon.
Yeah.
You know, because we're inundated with all these food commercials, and what a perfect opportunity to get started and to call Weight Not to, you know, the Super Bowl. I always look at the Super Bowl as the last bad day. It's almost the really official end of the holiday season.
Yeah.
And then we get on with our lives and have a miserable February. And
that's starting already.
That's starting already.
Just don't fill up on candy hearts.
I was, right? You know what? I was so crabby this morning, Mike. I really want to do it. And here I am. I'm 59.9.
Yay!
I couldn't make
60 pounds.
Couldn't make 60 today. So I'm going to have to, like, spit and get a slight haircut.
That's
my
60
beard.
Pounds, Rob. At 60 pounds, rat
I'll
count.
Take
60
it.
Pounds.
It up,
and
Rob,
thanks to Dan. And please keep those letters coming about Weight Not. We
fantastic.
Love to hear about those. Okay. Because of the fact that my Monday was a lost Monday, and I remembered some of the commercials, I just wanted to put it in perspective. And I went to Hulu and really looked at all, like 25 before
Hulu.
I got tired of it.
The top ones.
And I realized this is a challenge that I would like to throw out to the advertising community. I really would like to throw this out.
The ad game, Mike.
How's about no CGI? How's
you
about
hate CGI.
No CGI? Well, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, I went to see Chronicle with my kids, that movie Chronicle, and we saw the trailers before Chronicle, which are going to be action-adventure kind of trailers.
Right. Is it the one about the Jewish guy?
There,
oh, no, that's Chronicle.
Chronicle. There is just nothing that is not
no, you're right.
CGI. It's just, it's this cheap cop-out.
Yeah.
It doesn't impress me. It doesn't do anything for me. The baby floating through the air to grab the derail. Okay, been there. Done. It looks like everything we've seen. Every trailer I saw for a movie was exactly the same, with the end-over-end car coming just above the person's head. All of these commercials, they all used CGI, and it's just, I don't dig it. It's like, come up with a...
You love Jay Leno flying in a flying suit?
Oh, God. And that, oh, that, and, hey, there's a perfect ad to run during a recession.
Oh, I know.
You know, that's have the the rich guys who want to get be the first one to get the car.
It's not enough to have a luxury car, Mike.
Let's bring two a-holes on, Jerry Seinfeld and Jay Leno, who both hate people.
And you know what? I do think that there is one good thing about that spot. I think it's the first time that Leno has embraced being an a-hole.
Yeah.
And it really is, because you know what?
True.
He spent so many years I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy. But that's him being an a-hole.
Yeah,
and I kind of liked that, even though he did get booed. It was one of the few times the crowd said anything.
But at the end of the day, and our crowd, do we have the results of the like, dislike, or did that get just lost?
I think
lost
RJ has that. Didn't you say you have that?
I do not have the total results, no.
Okay.
I have the analysis that went into creating the results, and I have not.
It was Zoolander who was supposed to count and tabulate and bring those to us, and it was actually RJ that even picked up the results and brought them here. So if it weren't for RJ, we wouldn't even have the preliminary
results.
I
tried to make sense out of the documentation that was remaining
on the
table. A little
hard to read Zoolander's writing, was it?
It was really hard to make out.
The past 30 seconds are full of regret.
They are.
I truly think, did anybody watch any commercial that really... I'm embarrassed to say the one that I liked. I'm totally, because it was a totally CGI.
No, I know which one you like.
Which one did I like?
The Racing Pug.
The Racing Pug, because Carla has a pug.
Yeah, and you know what?
Actually, it's an English bulldog.
The one that I saw that impressed me that...
Or a French bulldog.
I didn't even see until the following day was Clint Eastwood Chrysler spot.
Yes.
I thought that was really excellent.
And
I'd like to discuss that in the vault, too.
Why is that being labeled... a pro-Obama. And the people that are labeling that a pro-Obama are idiots because you're giving Obama credit for that great commercial. Yeah,
right. Do you want to hear a little bit of the ad itself?
I think really when you talk about copy, and Buzz and I do a lot of it, when you talk about reading a commercial and the delivery,
perfect.
It doesn't get any better. This is the man.
It's a long spot. We don't need to hear any of it. I want you to hear
a good sample of it here.
It's halftime. Both teams are in their locker room discussing what they can do to win this game in the second half. It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work and they're hurting. And they're all wondering what they're going to do to make a comeback. And we're all scared because this isn't a game. The people of Detroit know a little something about this. They almost lost everything. But we all pull together. Now Motor City is fighting again. I've seen a lot of tough eras, a lot of downturns in my life, and times when we didn't understand each other. It seems that we've lost our heart at times. The fog of division, discord, and blame made it hard to see what lies ahead.
And that, it goes, but it's,
I love it.
It's great.
Beautiful. I love that commercial. And that's probably my favorite during the.
I agree. And I loved Eminem's commercial similar to that last year in the Super Bowl.
And they labeled it as a pro-Obama ad. They're saying it might have even been payback for the bailout. But Clint Eastwood, who is not. He's not an Obama supporter. Well, he's not Democrat or Republican. He's a libertarian. He issued this statement. I'm sorry that it's read by Bill O'Reilly, but here's the statement that Clint Eastwood issued.
I just want to say that the spin stops with you guys. There's no spin in that ad. On that, I'm certain. I am certainly not politically affiliated with Mr. Obama. It was meant to be a message just about job growth and the spirit of America. I think all politicians will agree with it. I thought the spirit was okay. I'm not supporting any politician. Chrysler, to their credit, didn't even have cars in the ad. Anything they gave me went to charity. And if Obama or any other politician wants to run with the spirit of the ad, I say go for it, unquote, Clint Eastwood.
One other bit of controversy about the commercial, none of it was filmed in Detroit. It was all filmed in Los Angeles and New York with a little bit of stock Detroit footage from previous productions used in the commercial.
And it turns out, Mike, it wasn't Clint Eastwood. It was CGI.
Exactly.
Well, one of the things that this commercial is being just
picked apart.
First of all,
so
it's totally viral, so they've gotten what they wanted anyway. Right. Here's to Chrysler for getting that. But they're saying that
Chrysler for building a great car.
The guy that drops his kids off in a Challenger that was made in Canada.
Right. Yeah.
You know. Okay. So they're just picking this thing apart. Yeah. But you know what? It had a good message. I think we need messages like that,
right,
especially when they talk about devices. The fact that we're arguing with each other.
I disagree.
Other than that, other than that, I don't know. I mean, I just thought, really, when you talk about how much hype you get, the pre-hype for the commercials that NBC did ruined it.
Yeah, I agree.
They ruined the day.
Well, they do that. That happens every year now.
You saw most of the commercials. I didn't see any that I thought were absolutely over the top. I saw the rehashing of other ideas.
Right.
But it was.
Did you see the return of Mean Joe Green?
No, I did not see that one.
That was one that
I went through the top 25.
I was surprised that this was not revealed in advance. It's Amy Sedaris, who I think is very, very funny. It's an ad for Gain or Tide, a detergent.
Yeah.
And it's set up shot for shot like the old Coke commercial where Mean Joe Green throws the jersey and she gives him Tide and he throws the jersey. And it's Mean Joe Green of today.
Right.
And he's old and he's limping. And he gets the jersey thrown and she says, "Ooh, no, no thanks, Mean Joe," because it stinks. And anyway, that could have been ruined if, you know, they had said, and they're going to see a familiar face back at the Super Bowl.
Right.
I like that mostly because it was a surprise.
That's the best.
Anything else jump out at anybody?
No, I mean, I like the design of the NSX, but that's the Acura commercial that you guys hated.
Yeah.
I like the car, but.
Yeah, the car looks great. Yeah.
The worst commercials were the Bud Light.
Platinum?
The Platinum.
Yeah, I hated
those. I remember because they ran early.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Budweiser with the first commercial.
Well, there's also.
The crowd did not care for
that. There is a viral ad right now. I think it's on one. It's one of the funny websites. I don't know. There's so many of them, and they did a parody of it. It's called Budweiser Good. Finally, Budweiser has made a beer that's good.
I'll ask our tech friend who's back from Arizona now.
Yes.
So what they do, and I know this Will Ferrell old Milwaukee commercial has gone viral, and apparently the old Milwaukee bought a local Super Bowl ad in one
I know the
market.
City.
Nebraska,
I know the
right?
city. No, it's Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, Davenport, okay. Iowa. Well, right. No, the commercial takes place in Davenport,
but
Iowa.
But that's where they bought the schedule.
Are you sure that's where they did
Pretty
it?
Pretty certain, yeah.
But so they'll buy, hopefully that this thing will go viral. They buy it in this tiny little market and just hope the thing becomes an internet.
Right. Yeah, the thing is that Dick, what's his name? Dick, the guy in the ad. Oh,
Will
yes,
Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Dick
right.
Ferrell. Right. Dick. He approached them. To do it.
Yes.
That's actually his idea. It's smart. It's
so what's smart. Well, to, yeah. to what end?
He wanted to do the ads. That is, Old Milwaukee is traditionally one of the most hated beers in America. It is just not a very good beer.
It's like Beast beer. It's like the lowest ring. I mean, you drink that in college because you don't want to afford anything else.
Right. And Will Ferrell is so...
A hated comedian.
Greatly funny.
It's a perfect match.
That he said, let me promote a bad beer. It's really not funny at any level.
No, there's nothing funny, but the commercial has gone completely viral.
Right. And you know what? And now millions and millions of people know it's not funny.
And it makes me realize that I'm adding to the list of 2012 on things we need to do. And we probably have to enlist... our friend Gain,
okay,
from old chair,
ugly chair.
Saw him yesterday.
.com.
Yeah.
Ugly chair
Milwaukee
productions.
Chair.
I think we need to somehow create a viral video.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
yes,
put
do.
All of your brains on that, on something we can
How
do.
How about something that actually is about a virus?
I'll bring the virus.
Don't be flip. I really want to create a viral video of some kind because I don't think it's all that hard.
No.
Well,
if you come up with the
idea. Look at the retards who are out there, Mike. Right. We'll be fine. We can do this.
Just think of something we can do right around here.
Yeah.
Right.
In this room.
Something easy that we can do.
Well, we tried to do that yesterday when we had RJ go up into your bedroom.
How about
Thanks
a video?
Thanks so much for bringing that back up. I truly appreciate it.
How about a video where a guy whose specialty is computers reads a commercial?
They will be thrilled.
Yeah.
They will
that
be thrilled.
That could be really successful.
We can work something out.
Pick to click tonight for television, everybody.
Yeah, what's your program?
Buzz and I both like this one, and I'm having a real disagreement with my lady about it because she does not want to be scared.
She doesn't like scary
But
shows,
I will tell
movies.
You, I hope it doesn't disappoint because I might be all in with The River.
I hear it does not disappoint. I hear it is scary from start to finish. It's another,
The River.
Another Spielberg project. Takes place on the Amazon. A lot of supernatural, spooky stuff, and I hear it's just scary all the way through.
If people watch this, do we get a small percentage of the money since it takes place at Amazon?
So. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Make sure you watch it through our website. What channel is it on?
7, ABC.
ABC. Mm-hmm. Did anybody watch Smash? Did anybody?
No, I
you watched
to,
it.
I saw it.
How was it?
I was two Unisoms deep, but I remember it well.
Yeah?
I love it.
I hear
really?
I hear
Huge
it's good.
Homo right here.
Now, do you watch Glee?
No, I hate Glee.
I've heard that.
I guess it might be in the same
vein. I think you get a free pass like I do for watching Smash because of the Catherine McPhee factor.
I hear it's
gorgeous.
Glee.
She's beautiful.
Glee for grown-ups is what I've heard. I've also heard it compared to The West Wing because it's so inside. It's about the business and the
people.
It's
about a president who sings.
Yeah. Right.
You know what it is?
I didn't TiVo it.
I love it. It's
Watch it on Hulu.
It reminded me of it was a Matthew Perry show.
Right.
Studio
60. Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Which was supposed to be kind of set up
fast-paced.
Yes, awesome. Right. And you see the background of what they're kind of the business is a little bit like and the casting process to a musical. And
I'm not into
any of those things.
But they had the lady on who plays Glinda on Wicked, and she was the guest.
What a voice!
It was good.
That's all I was looking for. Good. Watch The River tonight. Let us know what you think of it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
We'll find the other on demand, I'm sure.
And lastly, before we go to break here, the twitching phenomenon, the Tourette's-like deal where those girls...
was always so...
All these girls are being a lot. You're hearing a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists coming out now saying that they think this is mass hysteria and all this. And I just welcome anybody's thoughts on it because I really don't.
Have you seen video of it? Have you seen the women?
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
Okay. Doctor today says it has to do with social networking.
Yeah, that, I don't know.
And I don't buy that for a second.
I don't buy that for a second. However, it does that one girl with the big teeth. It does seem like she twitches on camera. Like on cue, it seems.
Yeah, but
like
if it's stress related, you're gonna really go into high gear.
It's
if
be
you're
hard
on
to tell.
The Today Show.
I don't think. And my theory on this, I'm siding with the girls. I think it is not stress related. I think it's something physiological.
They found an adult in that town that has the same problem.
Yep.
There was over a dozen people now, and I think there was some kind of a derailment, a train derailment of toxic spill.
40 years ago, I think it was arsenic.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that has something to do with it.
So what do you think? I mean, do you think it's a legit?
I think
it's
mass
BS?
Hysteria. I do. I mean,
you think it's what the doctors
it has all the earmarks, and this goes back to when they were burning witches. Because what happens is one kid gets a little something, and another kid tries to up them one, and it builds, and it's attention, and it is probably related to stress. And also, the fact is that it's centralized in the school, and if it is centralized in the school, why only 20 girls? And why no boys? And why only 20?
Why as many as 20? Yeah. I believe it. Just watching video of
them. You think
it's
physiological?
I do. Watching them, it comes on so suddenly, it doesn't look like an act of
them. I'm out. I don't believe them.
You don't believe
them? Yeah, I think they're
making it up. What about you, Mark?
I don't believe them.
You don't believe them either?
I think it's all for attention. Talk about viral videos. Yeah. I mean, I think it's all for attention.
Can you do it? Can anybody in this room do it? Start a sentence and then break into that?
No. I want good.
I'm not convinced.
I'm pretty sure this.
I know, but unfortunately, I sound like Jerry Lewis.
Hey, lady.
They could make a nice career out of it.
All right, so we've got 1, 2, 3 say mass hysteria. Buzz says physiological. I think it might be physiological. What about you, Raymond?
It's just all of your
what?
Psychological.
So, all right, we're outvoted. We'll see.
Buzz said, "I don't think anyone in this room could do it." But I think the deal is that. It is in their brain to do it. They're not trying to do it. There is some sort of miswiring that's causing them to do it.
But it's still something psychological.
Yeah, I do.
All right. And I think let's go to Jason in California. Jason, you are our one phone call today. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing. What can we do for you, Jason?
Hey, I'm your pot book guy, and I'm calling you from Casa de Ed Rosenthal in Northern California.
He sent us each a
Wanted to let you know I have your handbook here, Mike.
Oh, that you actually sent us the pot book.
And the calendars. They were great, except some of the months were missing.
Are you high right now, Jason?
No, I'm not, actually. I mean, I'm really in the business of publishing here, but tend to, indulge on occasion.
Oh, that's good. And what's the hangover cure, pot?
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing, doesn't it? Ask Buzz.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jason from California. That's our pothead call of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And we go to break with the letter of the week. This comes to us. Guys, just love this show. Been listening since the early 1980s. I am the go-to geek for my friends and family. Each and every computer I set up or troubleshoot, I put a TMOS Amazon link on their desktop.
Love it.
And their bookmarks. It's the least they could do since they do not pay me anything. They can at least help out my favorite podcast. By the way, it's been about 25 computers in the last 18 months.
Wow.
That rocks.
Yeah.
Thanks for everything from Rick. Rick,
that's
we appreciate
nice. Thank
that.
Thank you, Ricky.
We will take a break and come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. We're glad to have you with us. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Disney Dark Side Project, or Dark Side Project.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Side.
Dark Side.
Yeah. South Florida has long been the adult's alternative to family-oriented Disney. Now some entrepreneurs want to expand those choices by bringing destination gaming to South Florida. Disney sees this as a threat to their bottom line.
That's bottom line, Bob.
So they're flexing their corporate muscle and trying to kill those resorts. Speaking up for your freedom of choice by visiting DisneyDarkSide.com. Do it today. So thank you in advance. What do you have for us today, Roberto?
This was posted on my wall yesterday, and it comes from March of 2011 when it was posted on YouTube. Mike, how would you feel if someone who looked kind of like a younger Jonah Hill wrote a song about you in the style of Randy Newman and posted it on YouTube? How would you feel?
Depends on what the lyrics were.
Yeah.
They did this about me.
Hmm.
And this has been online for nearly a year, and now I'm just
How come we've never heard of it?
Well, you're going to hear it right now.
Let's listen.
It's a YouTube listener, OliFan37.
Okay.
And this is called Rob Spiewak in the style of Randy Newman. And it's just him in his bedroom singing along to a track. We have this on our YouTube page if you ever want to check it out. Slightly disturbing, but also makes me feel nice.
Flipping discs. Score.
He's understandable in a
second. I guarantee he won't make you snore. He resides in Leesburg. He owns a piece of the Hindenburg. When it's Friday, Mike doesn't like him.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. That would not have seen the light of day if it didn't have that subject.
Well, no lie.
You can't even understand the man.
It's not even intelligible.
I understand that, but I found it slightly eerie.
No, you loved it.
Really, oh, no.
Why did he love it, Oscar Santana?
Because it's about him.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Would have pulled it if it was about you.
No.
You know, if you show up occasionally, maybe they write a song about you. Never can tell.
My fault.
Sure.
Okay. That I didn't understand it. That was the problem I had.
It was difficult.
Yeah. It was difficult.
That's been floating around for a year?
Yeah.
Why? So, did you just become aware of it?
It was posted on my wall yesterday. Oh, yeah,
okay.
So,
okay.
I'm so glad it turned up.
As we are when you turn up, Mark.
Now we know why it took so long.
That's a tough room, isn't it? This is a tough room.
I don't know. I kind of like it. Okay. TMZ is normally useless, but every now and then they do something I really enjoy.
Okay.
I always regret on the one time I got to travel with an NFL team, they lost. So I didn't get to fly back after a victory.
Oh, boy.
But here is the Giants on their flight home from the Super Bowl. This is pretty cool.
J and the C.
He got one, too. I got a ring. He got one, too.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Little kids having a good time.
That is awesome.
That's
not a care in the world.
Joy and celebration.
Now, we were talking actually at Jimmy's about the Ahmad Bradshaw touchdown where he sort of looked like he was sitting down into the end zone.
Yes.
And you and I thought he was showboating.
Right.
We thought he was just, you know, trying to make a show.
I knew Mark what he was trying to do. Oh. Yes.
What he's saying, let him say something. What?
I'm getting out of the way. As soon as I shut up, he moves away and starts to pick shit up off the floor.
Hey.
Someone's upset.
Oh, I'm not upset.
No, not you.
No, not you, you moron. He's talking about Rob.
Why are you upset?
Well, I like Rob
Spurwell. This is just exciting.
I never said that I liked the song. I just want. I'm so pleased Mike cared enough to blow it up.
I love Rob.
How's the vault going today, Rob?
Yeah, it is a little disappointing. Remember how good the vault was yesterday?
It was brilliant.
Yeah. Thing. You should check it out, Mike. It was great yesterday.
Snap.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, there was some discrepancy among us as to why he entered the end zone yesterday. He finally issued. He said, yeah, he was trying not to score. But here's his explanation. Yeah. Here's Ahmad Bradshaw.
Eli told me not to score. So I tried to get down and pat myself down. But my momentum failed me. It made me fall into the end zone. And you know what? I was just hoping they would score at the end.
I love the fact. How about your objective? Okay, you're in the Super Bowl. You're within a few points of winning. There's 2 minutes left in the game. Don't score.
Yeah.
Well, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You don't score.
We know you don't get it because you don't understand the sport, but there is very good logic to it.
Okay,
no,
go ahead. Explain
no,
it.
No, there isn't. As a matter of fact, Mike, do you recall when I brought up clock management with you at the game? It was clock management. It was poor use of clock management.
You're bringing up two things that you can't to me, okay?
What's that?
Super Bowl Sunday and recall.
Okay. Well, then, let me refresh your memory. Before we gave up on the crowd, we were across the room from each other, talking to each other on microphones.
Yes.
Because it was our last ditch effort, and we actually did discuss clock management. And yes, I understand clock management.
Right.
And that's what he was doing. However, I didn't get the feeling that he was trying not to score. I got the feeling he was trying to make the highlight reel.
Showboating.
That's the thought I had.
What are you? And
but
RJ,
I do understand the clock management.
My
initial thought was exactly that. He was trying to showboat, make this neat touchdown thing. No, I knew exactly after that he wanted to stop the clock so they could run the clock out and never give New England the ball back again. That's the reason. Because Tom Brady, he can do that crap.
Okay. Right. All right.
30 seconds, he can go down the field, score, he take can the lead, be done.
In 90 seconds, he can score 3 touchdowns.
He accidentally fell.
Right. All right. How about Maria Menounos? Are you still a fan?
Yeah, I think she's still guilty.
My goodness.
I think she's still guilty.
She's hosting on the show Extra, and she made a bet that if...
And incidentally, I've got my substitution for Ann Curry. Bring Amy Roadblock. Put Amy Roadblock in the co-chair.
Aside from being lovely, she's really good.
She's terrific. She's a good anchor.
Yeah. And you know what? The mistake is they let Aaron Burnett go.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. She's with CNN now.
She really should have been in that chair. Mm-hmm. Maria Menounos said that the Patriots are going to win, and if they lose, she will wear a bikini in Times Square.
And she did.
So we have a picture that we can actually put up of this.
Oh, can somebody grab that for me while we're on
the
air?
I'll tell you this, Mike, while we're waiting for him to post the picture, it'll make you wish you owned a camel.
Really?
Wow. No.
Yeah.
That type of picture.
Can we get that, Mark?
Can you spell her last name again?
Menounos. Oh, also, check your email. I emailed it to you this morning. I'd walk a mile for a camel.
That's very, very cool.
But this is, I like the enthusiasm of her co-host on Extra. They are out in the middle of a crowd in Times Square.
All right, can I get a drum roll, please, Maria? It's time to pay up.
I hate bets. I'm never doing this again. Here.
Yes!
Yeah. White, very pleased.
White bikini bottom.
That guy sounded like he'd been at the same party I was at.
Yeah. I think we saw him there.
We have it.
Very nice.
Yes,
Mark's bringing
do.
It up for you right good now, man, as a matter of fact.
Oh, hello. Now, see, you can make a bikini bet when you have a body like that.
Oh, wow. That's right. Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I won't be making a bikini bet.
She's fantastic. She's got a very nice shape to her.
Very pretty.
And she really wore a teeny little bikini bottom.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Very nice.
But I don't like the non-matching top and bottom.
Well, those are
I'm
Patriots
fine
colors,
with
right?
Giants.
Oh, are they Giants colors? I'm sorry.
Oh, they're Giants colors.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I thought it was because she was an American.
Okay, we got one more, Rob.
Actually, I want to do two more for you because you're a fan of Gary Oldman.
I love Gary Oldman. I did not like him in Taylor Tinker
Taylor Soldier
Twitter.
Yeah, Tinker Twitter Soldier Facebook. I think you'll enjoy. I found a good use for him. Get Gary Oldman to recap what happens on the Jersey Shore. Now, the Jersey Shore is a great show, but it's an hour wasted every Thursday night.
You're never
so if you
back,
give
yeah.
if you give Gary Oldman just a minute, he'll tell you what went on.
The roommates take Vinny to a party at Karma for his first night back. While dancing in the club, Snooki accidentally pees on herself. She sprays perfume on herself and calls it a sure shower. The next day, Snooki wears two sets of underwear to dinner as a precaution. Dina gets electrocuted plugging her hairdryer. Snooki comes out of the bathroom and announces that she's not washing her hands. Dina says, yeah, I never do.
Oh, God.
Snooki is convinced that she has a urinary tract infection.
Wonder how that happened.
Snooki pees in the backyard. Yes. Mike claims he's the nicest out of everyone this year. While he says this, his shorts are open. Jay Wow says she saw his wiener hanging out. The gang plays a prank on Snooki, so she puts a booger in Mike's mouth while he sleeps.
God.
Snooki's dad stops by. She tells him she has an infection. She sends him out to get cranberry juice. The end.
You know what? Let's go ahead and let's close with that. But I do want to send my best wishes to Randy Travis, Mike.
Yes.
Who got picked up for drug driving yesterday after the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Apparently, when the cops found him passed out in a church parking lot,
he wasn't driving.
He wasn't driving. Yeah. And he started to claim that it was because he was having a fight with his girlfriend, although it wasn't clear because he was hard to make out.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Later on, it turns out he was just overserved at a Super Bowl party. But Godspeed, Randy Travis, who been there?
I'd like to thank Carla for not leaving me in a church parking lot.
No, she left you in your own parking lot.
Yes, she did. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
As sure as I live, this love that I give.
Randy Travis, kind of a traditionalist, right?
I mean,
reveres the old guys like George Jones.
If your tradition is looking like Frankenstein, sure, he's a traditionalist.
Kind of living that George Jones lifestyle.
Bottle of wine.
They call me No Show Jones.
That's right.
Let's get the news. Here's Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by M.C. Ginsburg. Valentine's Day or anytime, M.C. Ginsburg is one-of-a-kind jewelry of all kinds, or any work of art you create just for him or her. Don't buy the usual mall crap. If you need an object or dream up an object, contact MC Ginsburg about it. Visit mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination and romance. For 27 years, the series finale of MASH held the record for the most TV viewers, but 3 years ago, that changed. For the past 3 years, the Super Bowl has broken those viewing records, and it happened again this year. More than 11 million people joined forces to make this year's game the most watched television show of all time. Over the last 7 years, the Super Bowl's TV audience has grown by about 25 million people, bigger than it was 7 years ago. It has helped that all seven of those years were close games with less than a touchdown difference at some point in the fourth quarter. 117 million people were watching in the last half of the game compared to 99 million people in the first half. Technically, the Madonna halftime show was the most watched broadcast in TV history. It attracted 114 million viewers.
It's a shame that she fell.
Yeah.
Or stumbled or whatever. And I think, you know, much like the commercials, it was a nice production number. It was typical Madonna.
It was fine.
What can you really do?
Yeah, I mean, you got to go up there and just perform your stuff. That's your music.
What about a live podcast?
At the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Yes. On that day, Mike, when we do that, please don't talk bad about my audio vault. Because so many people will see it.
Hey, everybody. Dan Patrick.
If NBC gets fined for broadcasting MIA's middle finger during the halftime show, it may send the bill to MIA, or at least that may be where the bill ends up. NBC says the NFL signed a deal making the league responsible for any misbehavior during the halftime show. And because the NFL wants to send a message to future halftime performers, it's expected to forward the fine, if there is any, to MIA.
Did MIA give a reason for flipping off everybody?
Didn't hear.
Stupidity. I don't have it.
It doesn't make sense because... Look,
just to be cocky.
Right? Well, I mean, I thought it was Nicki Minaj the whole time.
That's why she flipped the finger.
She might have just said, I'm not Nicki Minaj.
I like the moment where I said to somebody, I love MIA. I didn't know who the hell I was.
I would think after yesterday's show, you'd really like MIA.
MIA. Thanks for refreeing. Yeah, he's still pissed about the other thing.
And as the hype dies down about the Super Bowl ads, expect the talk to increase about paid political ads in this presidential election year. Most of these ads will be paid for by super PACs. Those are big political action committees that don't have to follow the same rules as the candidate they support. Super PACs allow big business and the rich to pump big bucks into ads attacking the candidate's opponent. The Supreme Court didn't help matters last year when it ruled essentially that companies have the same free speech rights as individuals, even though those companies can afford a lot more speech than you can. President Obama scolded the Supreme Court for that ruling and argued that we should get PACs out of the political process, but now he's using them too in a move that screams, if you can't beat them, join them. Obama has seen how much money super PACs have spent on Republican candidates, allowing them to publicly beat up on each other. Now he's authorizing his own super PAC to make sure he has the ammo to fire back as the attack ads turn more toward him.
There it is. There's the music for the super PAC. I don't know why he's playing it, but now I'm speaking like this for no reason.
I wasn't hoping that you would speak like that. I don't know. It's symbiotic.
Get ready for our second half.
That's good. I like that. There was a reason.
Entirely in Los Angeles. Because I'm a douche.
He didn't want to leave town. He's comfortable at home. Another high-ranking official, of the Susan G. Komen for The Cure has resigned. This time it's Karen Handel, who was Komen's vice president for public policy. She's the executive most responsible for cutting off funding to Planned Parenthood.
Bye.
Sparked a major backlash against the charity.
So long.
Now Handel is quitting because the funding for Planned Parenthood is being restored. Before working at Komen, Handel ran for public office on an anti-Planned Parenthood platform.
Yeah, she was the big
Republican candidate for governor.
There's no room. She's working for a charity. It's all about women's health, lady. If you get a political, it's political. And that's what it was about. And that proves it right there. They get rid of that, you know. Rob will now have music for every news story.
And you know what? Country songs today.
Lord, I hope not.
John Paycheck.
Yes, Jack Paycheck.
Right, Jack Paycheck.
Finally, we go out with a three-banger here. We could go out with a story. Could go out with the story of the North Carolina woman who cut to the front of the McDonald's drive-thru and then held up the rest of the line, arguing with the employees. Police ultimately had to use a taser to get her cooperation. One witness says she flopped out of that vehicle like a fish.
Yeah, but at least her fries were hot.
We could go out with the story of the Montana man who recently led police on a high-speed chase because, as he explained later, it was something he'd always wanted to do. But we will instead go out with a story from the home office in Florida where a West Palm Beach man was arrested for indecent exposure. He says he'd just gotten out of the shower and didn't know that the 1,500 people gathered outside for an event across the street from his apartment could see him as he stood there looking out the window. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop.
Yay.
Valentine's Day is coming, and wine is a great gift. Visit Oakton Wine Shop for your Valentine's gift basket.
Baskets.
Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton. 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheeses and pâtés. You're having a little get-together? This is your party headquarters. Check them out. It's a fun shop to go visit.
Yeah.
703-255-5425. That is their number, or you can just hit their ad on our website to find out more. That's it. It's great to be back. Great to have Oscar Santana back here.
Yeah, I love when all the ingredients are in the souffle. It tastes better.
Nice when we're all here together. Thank you all. We'll be back with another show tomorrow because there's no Super Bowl party tonight.
No, none.
What?
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye, then.
Ciao.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.